sir. How are you? A lot of participants, huh?
Standing on.
People hungry.
I'll attempt not to test your patience any further.
George does it, that's okay.
Mr. Archit began walking council through this process for Gulf Village in January of 2008. Council established a public hearing, or had a public hearing in January. They established the district boundary in February, had a referendum for the sewer district in May, and also adopted the district boundary in May. Since that point, we have been in design and through the bidding process. And on October 15th, last week, we received those bids that are in front of you. The apparent low bidder, or based on our evaluation so far, has been A.P. Kroll. And if there are questions, I will review those with them. And if not, I have a motion for that bid award.
Go ahead. Is it, I guess, what's our estimate, Brad?
Our estimate was $1.1 million.
Okay, thank you.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Project Number 08-05 Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer District be awarded to A.P. Kroll and Son, Inc. of Georgetown, Delaware, at the base bid amount of $1,019,977.85, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the USDA Rural Utility Service.
So moved.
Second.
We moved to second that we approved a bid as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks, Brad. Mike, you all pull seniority on this one, baby. Yeah, you know. You get you.
No, he's sitting there making sure they do it right. Tell him, Mike, right?
Hey, good morning, or afternoon, I guess. Close.
Yeah, we're close.
I'm here this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District to include two parcels. Those parcels are located along Route 26 here. This is Hockers and Bethany Crest, and it's these two parcels marked in yellow. These parcels 6.01, which is the larger parcel, will be provided a sewer lateral through the Route 26 project currently underway and scheduled to be complete by fall. The request was received on August 27th for a relocation of the rent-a-quip, which is currently located in Ocean View. The expansion size is 2 ± acres, and the parcels are currently zoned C1 commercial. The area requesting annexation is contiguous to the existing sanitary sewer district, which is the dark line here. And the property owners will be subject to system connection charges of $5,401 per EDU based on July 1st, 2008, June 30th, 2009 rates.
Mm-hmm. Any question?
No.
You're getting off easy, John.
If not, I have a motion.
You better keep moving.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District to include properties of K&A properties along Route 26 as presented on October 21st, 2008.
Motion down.
So moved.
Second.
Moved second that we approve. The approval, was the posting too, Don? The posting also?
This is for permission to prepare and post, yes.
Right. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Morning, Mike. Heather, stay close, he said. Stay close.
She's not going anywhere. Good morning. I have two items on my agenda this week. One is sort of a continuation of an item that we discussed back on October 7th. With me again, I have Mr. Dennis Hassan from the firm of Whitman Reckwart and Associates, and of course we have Heather Sheridan, our Director of Operations. Again, this is a continued discussion of the proposed contract amendment number 8 with Whitman Reckwart and Associates. The proposed value of that contract amendment was $193,522. Questions came up when we appeared before the council 2 weeks ago. In response to those questions, we put together just a quick, very short PowerPoint presentation. Dennis, do you have copies of that? Can you hand those out, please? Or
is this what we got last time?
That was the map of the proposed expansion area, and what we're going to do is give you a copy of our PowerPoint presentation. And we also had some questions about soils, and I want to I'll touch on the soils aren't really talked about in the PowerPoint, but we'll talk about the soils a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, Dennis, we're up and running. Okay. Again, that's our template. Dennis, can you go ahead and flip to the first slide? The existing sewer districts that are served by the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility are the Long Neck Sewer District. And we have about 7,000 existing EDUs there. And then we brought Oak Orchard online a few years ago. And we have about 1,000 EDUs existing in Oak Orchard. But in 2010 and 2011, we have two different new districts that are going to be brought on. Of course, Angola Sewer District, we passed a referendum last year, and that'll add about another 1,500. That's about 1,500 existing EDUs there. And then also the Oak Orchard expansion area will come online the year after that. And then we have a couple future planning areas, which would be further expansion of Angola Neck. And we do have some preliminary interest there, but obviously there's nothing set in stone. And then also the Herring Creek area has some existing communities with septic systems. And Oak Orchard expansion area number 2, which is an area, you know, further down 24. And mostly we don't have many existing EDUs in that area, but there is some developer interest. There, in particular, there's a project called Ferry Cove that's somewhere in the P&Z pipeline, and they also would be connected to the Inland Bays plant. Preliminary approval. Okay. One of the questions that came up from Mr. Phillips in particular was, well, okay, we have a permitted capacity of the plant at 1.6 MGD. What if there's no growth, okay? So what we provided you is this bar chart. And if you look at the bar to the left, that's just our existing flow. We get about 800,000 gallons per day in the summertime. And again, that relates to the 1.6 MGD that we have capacity. Okay, and then we looked at, well, what happens next? If we look at Angola coming on, again, with no growth, those existing EDUs, about 1,500 EDUs, at 225 gallons per day, that would bring us up about 1.1 MGD. And then again, we talked about Oak Orchard coming on the year after. That's shown in green. And sometime around 2011, actually a little later, because we would start connections in 2011 and we give people a year to connect. But nonetheless, in that 2011-2012 timeframe, we'd be up to about 1.29 MGD. And bringing us pretty close to that threshold of capacity we have at the existing plant. Okay, next slide. Now, just to give you a couple alternatives we looked at, we did look at growth at 3% a year. And back several years ago, we were probably seeing growth of about 5% a year in our existing sewer districts. We were seeing about 3% growth in non-sewered areas at that time. And that kind of gives you an idea. And in that case, if we saw that kind of growth in Long Neck and Angola and Oak Orchard, you would see just when we bring Angola on, we would be pushing up against that 1.46 threshold. And then when we brought on Oak Orchard in 2011, 2012, we would be on that if we saw the 3% growth. Okay. What if we saw 1% growth, just to give you another alternative? Again, right now we're fine. 2010, we're pushing up against it with Angola, and even at 1% growth in 2011, when all the connections are made, we would be above the threshold. We would be at 1.56 MGD. Now you say, well, you know, how do we know what number we're going to see? The best I can tell you, in 2008 in the Long Neck Sewer District, we had about 310 connections made in fiscal 2008, and that's about 4%, actually. I was surprised the number's a little higher, but it is a small district. And even since July 1st, we've had 56 connections to the Long Neck Sewer District. So we are seeing a little bit of growth in the district. Okay, next slide. Again, this is the phased expansion we talked about. Again, the crosshatch circles are the two 100-acre spray circles we currently spray upon. We talked about the green area being phase one of our expansion, but we did go take a second look at our soils map, and we handed that out. And in reality, if you want to take a look at it, our soils for the phase two expansion area are actually better for spray irrigation. So one of the things we would probably endorse is looking at kind of flip-flopping part of phase one and phase two, and maybe doing the blue area, which used to be the JT Townsend property, JG Townsend property, would be part of our phase one expansion just because the soils are better.
Is that currently being farmed?
It's not being farmed right now. We would have to do more clearing for that acre. It was cut over timber. It's not grown back yet. But so there would be some additional capital cost if you want to compare it. If you look at the green area, then that's the reason we picked the green area to begin with our phase one expansion. All that area is being currently farmed.
My concern is that the proximity of this location to the bays and the soils in general are such that for a long-term solution, I believe we need to be looking to put these effluents inland on high ground away from the bays. And by just adding new spray fields to this area, which is suspect in my mind with respect to its ability to process these nutrients, I think it's a mistake. I think that we need to start planting year-round grasses. Putting corn on there, which only takes up nutrients a couple months of the year, is a mistake. And I think ultimately this is a recipe for disaster if we keep piling more and more of our growth onto that plot of ground.
Well, I would point out that, you know, DENREC has published its new pollution control strategies. Whether that's going to be adopted or stay in effect, I don't know. But certainly you can add nutrient removal to the process at the plant and meet the TMDLs. That's not a problem.
Well, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but I think it's within the affordability of what can be done given the amount of EDUs that are going to be coming to that plant. But again, I don't know, Heather, you want to add anything to that?
Mr. Phillips, we do plant grasses in the
You got corn out there now that's probably was planted
rye,
in the spring.
Winter rye has been flown in. So
the thing about grass, it is a better spray irrigation crop. There is no doubt. It's easier for us to manage. The nutrients it picks up is significantly better. But the problem is you have to have a market for it. If you're going to harvest it, you got to have a customer at the end of the pipeline that's willing to buy it. Right. And if you create hundreds of acres of a hay crop, you just have to make sure that you have a customer at the end of the day. And we had talked to our farmer at Wolf Neck going back to the late 90s. We had tried to get him to invest in doing grass crops, regardless of what kind of grass it was. And he didn't feel like he had a market where he could take it anywhere.
In the 90s?
Late 90s when we were meeting with Mr. Right. Warren. And again, it's a better crop for us to manage. There's no doubt about that. Right. It's just whether you have customers at the end of the day.
So, Mike, you're here today to actually, you would like to see phase two done, the blue?
Well, what I'm saying is we would do phase one, but we would perhaps eliminate some of those spray circles on the southern half to get the same approximate amount of acreage in the phase one expansion, and add the blue areas, you know, eliminate an equal area of green and add the blue area as phase one. So we would still have a very similar expansion of up to about 2.8 MGD.
This plan take care of any ponding concerns, and that
we would have to address that, and we would address that as we go through. Again, we're looking at this preliminary engineering, which is a lot of the design development report, and getting DENREC to sign off on the concept. So yeah, we would include that as a work item for discussion and have action items for addressing that. And again, we can bring DENREC down and have them give their opinion of the plant and its long-term ability to be developed and properly run. I certainly believe it can be. And again, I'll defer to Heather, who's been doing this for many, many years for the county. And,
right.
You know.
We've been pretty proactive in the past, like the South Bunch Coastal facility, and moving ahead with design and expansion of the facility to keep up with the growth. And as a result, we've been able to be in compliance and win these awards. I think we should continue that path with our other facilities, or else in the future we might not be able to meet our permit requirements, and then we won't be winning awards, but maybe being cited with compliance issues. So that's my concern.
And your guys' opinion then, I mean, for what, even if we didn't go to some of these planning areas that we have right now, and say, for instance, 20 or 10 years down the road, we shot somewhere else, or yeah, had a plan to shoot somewhere else. I mean, the area we've approved, we need the discharge somewhere.
We need to plan to serve those areas now.
Even if we didn't take any other customers, what we projected, that we're somewhere we're going to need to project, we're going to need to discharge some in that area as far as cost factor and those kind of things. But, okay. Any other questions? No? Okay.
If there aren't any questions, I have a motion I can read.
All right.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute amendment number 8 to its contract with Whitman Reckwart and Associates LLP for the preliminary design for the phased expansion of the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility and completion of the associated design development report at a cost not to exceed $193,522.
Motion, gentlemen?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Move to second that we approve the amendment number 8 as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
I'm going to vote no. I think there's got to be a better place to put this affluent than right next to the base in marginal soil.
Okay. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
My vote is yes also. Thank you, Mike.
I have one additional item to speak about today. And unfortunately, it's sort of a continuation of some of the threads of conversations that have gone on earlier today.
Yep.
I have a fact sheet that I'm handing out, and it talks about a project known as the reserves, particularly phases 3 and 4. It was part of agreement number 510 as far as the county tracking system. The developer was the Reserves Development Corporation of Owings Mills, Maryland. And the location of the development is just outside the town limits of Ocean View, and actually a portion of a small portion of the project is even within town limits. The type and the size of the development, we're talking about phase 3 and 4, was 179 single family units. And there's actually 6 multifamily units as well. The status of the sanitary sewer, the Sussex County Engineering Department approved the plans in June of 2005. We issued a notice to proceed in October of 2005, and at that point, the estimated construction days was 90 construction days.
The proposed construction cost was $411,844, and construction did start shortly thereafter. However, it was never completed to 100% status, and the last construction activity that occurred was in spring of 2006. The status of the sewer is not terrible. Outstanding work includes we never got our legal easements to give us the right to operate and maintain the facilities. We never got our sewer as-builts, which would locate actually where things were built. And then also there were some minor punch list items, and then the sewer connection fees were never paid. And the value of the sewer connection fees that were never paid is $294,234. In this case, we had a letter of credit. It was with Wilmington Trust. And the value of that letter of credit, which is still in effect, is $514,805. Roads and stormwater, again, we had a plan approval in June of 2005. The notice to proceed was basically the same, October of 2005. In this case, the proposed construction cost is $1,361,000. On the last construction activity, again, spring of 2006.
250.
The status of the work, we're going to say the roads have been rough graded and perhaps 30% of the road base is installed. There's no pavement in this section at all. Again, we have a letter of credit with Wilmington Trust. The value of that letter of credit was based upon 125% of the construction cost. And that value is $1,701,428. We have been meeting with the assistant county attorney, Vince Robertson, for the last 9 months. You know, it's always best for us if we can figure out a way to get the developer to come in and complete the work. We've made attempts to contact the developer, ask for construction schedules, do something, give us something. And he's basically been non-responsive. In phase three, we actually have about 47 lots that have been transferred to various home builders, and I think some of them are represented here today.
I'd say that's that line right there, right?
I don't know if you want to allow them the opportunity to say anything, but basically they bought the lots under the scenario that the project would be completed in a timely manner.
It's not.
And we're in a situation now where the assistant county attorney has recommended that we call in the bond. And
we're sure there's the money's there. We got these letters of credit.
Yeah, they're still in effect.
Money
is there.
Do the letters of credit have an expiration date on Mr. Izzo?
I believe it's June of 2010 when they expire.
Got a lot of credit in the bond.
Gotta make sure they're not expired.
We definitely know they're not expired. I'd have to thumb through my file. June of 2010 is the date that sticks in my memory.
You got a motion. Let's go.
Yeah.
You guys, do you guys want to say anything, or you just want us to keep? Just keep moving, right?
Just keep moving.
Absolutely. I got you.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council finds that the Reserves Development Corporation has failed to perform satisfactory construction of Sussex County Project Number 81-04, agreement number 510, known as the Reserves Resort Spa and Country Club, and authorize its president to take action to draw funds from the letter of credit number 1-1731 held by Wilmington Trust in order to complete roads and stormwater management construction, and also from the letter of credit number 1-1732, again held by Wilmington Trust, in order to complete sewer construction or to procure others to complete said construction in accordance with the plans approved by the engineering department.
Make a motion.
Second.
So moved to second that we approved the motion as stated by Mr. Izzo. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Susan, you're up.